All right, greetings everyone. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and You Said He's Stargate. There's so much going on. I don't know where to start. And there's a lot of people that want me to just talk about spiritual matters and UFOs, but it's all tied together. So we need to know the whole picture of what's happening to help people understand the big picture so we can kind of navigate through these times. But anyway, it's as if some unseen force is revealing everything. It's accelerating karma, putting an end to tyranny, and that's because it is. It may seem like it is because it is. But anyway, God, Creator, Great Spirit, along with the beautiful many masters, saints, sages, angelic, and the spiritual and technologically advanced off-worlders are all participating in the apocalypse. And a lot of people think they don't understand what the apocalypse means, but it just means the great reveal. Like everything is going to be revealed. Nothing is hidden. And we're in that process right now. This process is multidimensional, higher dimensional beings and more expanded states of awareness, all the way back to the source itself, are flooding the earth with their higher consciousness and energy. It's obvious, it's measurable, and nobody can stop what is coming. Everything is being accelerated. So by the time this airs, it'll be old news. It's called the quickening. So now for a little down-to-earth news. And it looks like Stolen Valor paintballing his own people, Tampon Tiananmen Square Tim Walsh debate with J.D. Vance is finished. People ask, why don't you give Vance a nickname? I said, because there's really nothing I've seen I disagree with. And we could call him like Sir Vance a lot or, something like that. 'Cause he's totally calm and cool and polished and brilliant, and he actually showed a lot of mercy on Walsh. He could have just taken him out to lunch if he wanted to. There's so much to work with there. But anyway, Walsh is a congenital liar. He lied about his retired military rank. He lied about where he was deployed. He lied about being a football coach. He lied about his trips to China. He lied about being in China during the Tiananmen Square. His legislation, he signed legislation redefining the term sexual orientation to include pedophiles, granting them protection as well. So, allegedly in high school, he was in a gay club, according to one poster that's being sent around, but we don't know. That's allegedly. So he has always been a champion for the LG. BQT, probably several other letters in there now, but he supports taking children away from parents to perform gender change operations, usually ending, with unbearable side effects and suicide. So, he's as radical left as you can get. He's not the image he's trying to convey, the down home coach, hunter, car repairing man's man. If I didn't know better, I would have placed him as a far left used car salesman, to be honest with you, or Don Rickles impersonator with gender issues. So I'm always skeptical of people trying so hard to prove they're tough, manly. Yeah, real men are doers. Their actions speak for themselves. So, anyway, as predicted, Walsh did the same thing Kamala did. He blamed Trump for all of Kamala's failures, tried to put JD on the defense, then do his little I'm a hometown boy, one of you. His destructive, totalitarian, morally impaired past speaks for itself, and as does Kamala. So he actually failed to bring in the National Guard while his state was burning, and he praised, made excuses for the riots. So his DNC deception on January 6th, now totally debunked and denial of the massive evidence of election fraud going on as we speak, was to be expected as well. So anyway, as we speak, Arizona is getting 7,000 illegal ballots a day. And an Arizona judge says, ruled that they need to be accepted. 7,000 ballots a day. What is that telling you? So, anyway, watching the mainstream news claim victory for Walsh is an insult to every American's intelligence. Vance was cool, collected, stuck to facts, logic, and was much, much more of a gentleman than I would have ever been, So it was like bringing a knife to a gunfight, and the one with a gun, Vance, decided to be a gentleman and not pull the trigger, basically, is what it looked like. But the mess that Biden Kamala created over the past 3.5 years just speaks volumes. And I love what he said. It's like whack-a-mole. You know, you you've screwed things up so bad. All you're doing is trying to cover it up, and it's all coming out. So anyway, let's get on to Hurricane Helene. So she hit hard. Florida, Carolinas, Georgia, all experiencing horrendous challenges, flooding, no power, phones, no food. Sharks are going up and down the interstate. In Florida, most roads are underwater or taken out along with bridges. It's beginning to look like Sharknado was a documentary. So anyway, let's show the picture of that shark going down the interstate. It's kind of funny. He was in the slow lane. So meanwhile, Kamala is partying with celebrities in Hollywood, and Biden sitting on a beach saying no more money for Helene victims. But he found a few billion laying around for his buddy Zelensky. So anyway, we send billions to Ukraine after it's obviously already lost the war. Despite the deceptive press, Putin has strategically embarrassed NATO and Zelensky, destroying everything sent to Ukraine before the majority of it even reaches the battlefield. The Biden-Kamala administration refuses to take care of our own people, yet claim to be the party of the people. It's like the Democratic KKK is for the African Americans. It's pretty much the same thing going on. Anyway, the sheets are coming off, and RFK stated, the money sent to Ukraine could have ended homelessness, poverty, drastically dropped the crime rate, which is tied to poverty, taking care of our veterans. We could have done that probably two or three times over. So, and I'm sure Trump laid the law down on Zelensky. Something will be no negotiated very quickly, hopefully before what is left of Ukraine gets leveled and more lives are lost needlessly. And this is what the Trump meeting with Zelensky looked like. So let's go ahead and play that video. All right. Here's also Zelensky in his earlier years as a comedian, part of a boy band, with one of his claims to fame was playing the piano with his penis. I'm not kidding you, folks. I'm not making this up. And it seems a lot of other actors and comedians of similar character are backing Kamala. I believe P. Diddy was doing fundraisers for Zelensky is morally corrupt, globally elite, NATO war industry puppet, basically. And that's why he gets along so well with the Biden-Harris administration. And go more into that later. In a Trump administration, resources will be earmarked for the hurricane victims in the near future. And I do mean victims. He has already spent $25 million of his own money, showed up there first, and way before FEMA and anybody else. So, I mean, that's a true leader there. This hurricane was obviously energized for maximum destruction by the global elite's weather war systems. It was steered right through the red zones against all models. Talk about election interference. And speaking of Asheville, one of the hardest hit, has the biggest lithium mines, and they're just 70 miles away. So lithium mining operations have been buying up all the land around Asheville. And there's more destruction there than on the coast. So it doesn't make any sense. It's like the hurricane jumped over the coast and then just slammed Asheville. So to me, the little hanky panky is going on there. So never forget Lahaina. This is like Lahaina 2.0. And by the way, thanks Hillary and Obama for selling all that uranium to Putin. Smart move. Let's hope he doesn't return it before Trump gets in. That's what they're pushing for. John Kerry is pushing for ending the First Amendment and can't let the people have a voice. Newsom is with him on that, banning AI memes. Kamala has also made it clear banning free speech and mandatory buybacks, ending the First and Second Amendments are her true goals. And they're lockstep with the Agenda 30, the global elite's plan for total control of humanity, population reduction, and the end of individual freedom. So it's the old you will own nothing and be happy program. So nobody is buying her I own a gun and won't take away your guns election rhetoric. Her whole history has been anti-gun, and all of a sudden she flips because she's losing. Anyway, I'm all for decreasing the global population. Let's begin with the globalists and see if that fixes the problems they created. So the Green New Steel they're pushing is a power and money grab, benefiting the very people responsible for the problems. Sorry, Greta. The jig is up. By the way, Greta, how many gas-powered cars do you own? How about jetting around the world in SUV caravans to fight CO2 emissions? You ever think that might be a little contradictory there? So anyway, if I remember right, it seems that Greer's also made it very clear he's all about depopulation. He seems to name drop and pal around with the Rockefellers, the Clintons, Podestas. You know, he should just hold a CE5 workshop at Bohemian Grove, you know. I'm sure they'll give him the keys. But a little inside joke there. But it's a controlled narrative, folks. UFOs have been coming and going since the Earth could sustain life. They're negative ETs and spiritually and technologically advanced ETs taking out the regressive ETs. So rise to the occasion, make your own contact, use discernment. Benevolent contact will not come through governments or religions. It will come through the hearts and minds of the people who possess critical thinking, high morals, and integrity. So if you are going to contact the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced beings, you know, you got to rise to the occasion. That's the bottom line. The good news is everything is being revealed. The masks are coming down. Major indictments have been unsealed. Worldwide arrests are going down, and the white hats are on the move. This just in, the House Judicial Review has just found overwhelming evidence Biden and family are guilty of taking at least $21 million illegally, some of which was from hostile foreign nations. Boom, you know, there you go. Also, too, is they're still finding more and more money. They're finding more accounts and things like that. So this isn't the end of that. There's more. And so now, you know, when you look at that, do their actions make sense? It makes total sense when you think about it. They're also fast tracking the takeover of 240 major radio stations by Soros. 1984, here we come. Qualifications for reporters will be, you know, do you have TDS? Okay, you're in. Looks like Jessica Tarlow and the CNN, ABC, NBC anchors might want to apply. You know, pretty much everybody at Fox wants Jessica gone. I mean, she's that woman's got TDS. It's terminal. I don't think it can be cured. Anyway, I just fast forward. Whenever I watch Fox News, I watch Fox News to get most of the picture. They never give you the whole picture. And then I watch other outlets to get the rest of the picture. But I can't believe that woman. I just fast forward. Whenever she's on, I just keep fasting forward till her face disappears. And then I go back on again. So everybody in the comments are saying the same thing. You'd think Fox News would listen to that. But anyway, during this transition, expect more weather wars, power and internet outages, blackouts, disruption in banking, ATMs, and the supply lines. According to some dock workers, one of the things they're striking for is to end the human trafficking, people locked in shipping containers. They can't stand it. They can't stand unloading shipping containers, hearing somebody banging, you know, on the side saying, let me out, let me out. And the containers are locked and there's nothing they can do about it. So it's pretty messed up, but they're not telling that. No, nobody's going to cover that. But anyway, it is finally happening, you know, expecting the EBS very soon. You know, it could happen before this broadcast, which is pre-recorded, you know, a few days earlier. So, you know, there'll be a lot of chaos, but the ending is going to be awesome. And the Iranian problem might slow down the announcement yet. You know, it is coming. You know, they're throwing a little monkey wrench into it. But we will get our freedom and our planet back, you know, unless you're aligned with the critically thinking, morally and integrity impaired, they most likely will lose everything. So all ill-gotten gain will be returned to the people. And the enslaving systems of old are coming to an end. And so it's the whole earth is going, you know, the whole earth is ascending. You can't stop this. The old programs are collapsing anyway. So speaking of ill-gotten gain, sounds like P. Diddy is naming names and singing like a canary. It's all coming out. Everything from billionaires, politicians, famous actors, musicians, she men, he women, thems, theys, all the above. Don't want to miss anybody. Are being exposed for engaging in such degenerate criminal acts, their careers are over, to say the least, basically. We already covered P. Diddy's major role in Kamala fundraisers. You know, go figure. You know, bets and picks and videos start surfacing soon. So it looks like P. Diddy told Epstein, hold my beer, and then allegedly created the largest global sex and child trafficking organization on the planet, basically. So anyway, I think this is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. It is big. It's massive, but the exposure is going to get bigger. But anyway, these guys will have no protection due to the military stepping in following the purge of the weaponized two-tier justice system. And now you know why they're so adamant about removing Trump by any means necessary. In a poll, 28% of the Democrats wish the assassination was successful. Like in Nevada, they're hanging a 40-foot naked Trump doll, and it's part of Kamala's fundraiser there. So no hostile assassination feeling rhetoric there, you know, of course. And then they turn around and blame Trump for it. So, you know, I don't know. This is mental illness. That's all it is. You know, it's total Marxist program. But anyways, they'll blame the others of what you yourself are doing program. So the weaponized agencies, the lamestream and social medias, careers and lives depend on Trump disappearing because many are turning on each other, trying to save themselves. The ratings of legacy media are plummeting. Social media is being exposed, soon to be held accountable for censorship and election tampering. So the ship is sinking. The rats are leaving the ship. Here's a good one. In California, pedophilia is now legal. SB 145 passed, signed into law by Governor Newsom. You know, now a 21-year-old can have sex with an 11-year-old legally. I'm sure they'll apply it to over 21 with a slap on the wrist. Unless you're a Republican, then they'll throw the book away, throw the book at you, and throw the key away, basically. Considering the direction Kamala and Tim, most Democratic states, you know, want to take us, you know, my thing about, didn't we learn from Sodom and Gomorrah? You know, when a society becomes so decadent it can't be redeemed, it seems there's a giant flash and everything turns to powder. You know, the cleanup can also come in a severe storm, a great tsunami, a great quake. You know, there is universal law and ungodly draconian law. Harming the children is a definite no-no in God's law. And I think Jesus and the House of Mary might have a little surprise for these guys. So that's not going to work out well. If I was in some of these Democratic states, I'd get out of Dodge. I'd head for the hills, basically. Anyway, it's just they've gone so against universal law that the karma's coming, you know, the backlash is coming. Here's a good one. The Harris campaign is sending non-citizens emails abroad and in the US to get out and vote for Kamala. I bet a lot of emails are ended up in Venezuelan asylums and prisons. You know, most of them are already in the country with that do not deport protection, credit cards, and benefits. Man, if I was a mental criminal assassin, you know, I'd definitely come to America. You know, you get free housing, free credit cards, free food, everything. All you got to do is kill some people. You know, it's like it's really that crazy. Acting ICE director confirmed Biden-Harris administration caught and then released 400,025, 431 convicted criminals in the United States. 14,000 murderers, 15,811 convicted on sexual assault, 221 and 1,141 with pending criminal charges. It's like, wait, correction. This is just in, according to the new federal records and the director of ICE, 662,556 illegal immigrant criminals are on the docket, roaming free, who have not been detained. So what could go wrong? You know, what is the motive here? Now, is it getting the illegal vote to change the demographics and retain power, or is it the global elite Soros-sponsored Take Down America plan? You know, poll workers are being told not to ask for ID in many Democratic states. So, you know, why should illegal aliens receiving massive benefits, bribes, being told to vote for Kamala have any say in the future of America? You know, illegal aliens. They broke the law coming here, and they have benefited greatly from it. It's funny, Rooster just went off, perfect timing. As I've said, knowing this and still voting for Harris, you might be critically thinking, morally and integrity impaired, socially engineered, or as Laura Ingraham put it, just plain stupid. No other option. I love the news. People are just finally calling it out. They're just calling it like it is. And, you look at all these figures and you go, doesn't this make you all feel safe, all warm and fuzzy? It's time to hide your children, your dogs, your cats and ducks, And, again, despite CNN's denial and shame game, police dash cams are providing Trump and Vance correct. Basically, people are losing their dogs, cats, and local ducks and geese due to immigrants, period. It's an obvious culture clash. So local ponds once thriving with ducks and geese, which do not migrate, have drastically diminished. Photos of immigrants carrying them with broken necks seem awfully damning, not to mention police body cams showing cats being eaten raw by the immigrants. So anyway, you can't make this up. Flooding small towns with immigrants disrupts every aspect of life. What about the poor and homeless and already existing in the small towns and veterans on the streets? Why not take care of them first if there's anything left over? Now, this next one is on Tucker Carlson. Roseanne Barr unleashed with a nuclear truth bomb. And so let's go ahead and play that clip because you can hear it, in her own words. This just blew me away. Kudos to Roseanne.
They stole that election in 2020. They gave us a goddamn COVID so we'd send in those mail order ballots and all that bullshit. And the post office cheated too. Everybody in this country cheated us out of our president in 2020. They made us sick. I'm sorry.
Go, baby.
Through the United States of America. They overthrew the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. And then they covered it up with their January 6th bullshit. Because the first thing President Trump did, God bless that man, and I love him, and everybody knows it. I love him more now than I ever loved him, and I loved him pretty damn good.
Okay, while autographing bombs be launched at Russia and authorizing long-range missiles, a red line, according to Putin, with more funding for Zelensky, Democrats are claiming Trump will start World War III. I mean, the present administration has crossed every red line. They said no F-16s, no long-range missiles. Stop, funding this insanity. The war would have been over. They already had peace all worked out before the war. And the Biden administration and England stepped in and just shut that down. So I don't know if I need to repeat that. For some people just can't hear real well, but autographing bombs to be launched at Russia and authorizing long range missiles and authorizing F-16s and everything those are doing are totally a red line, and they're doing it anyway. So we can't say Trump will start World War III when the present administration is doing everything they can to start World War III. So I mean, really, if people are in World War III, they're not going to be going after them, are they? They're going to be just trying to survive. So I think that's why they want to do it. So if you don't see the oxymoron here, you might be an oxen or a moron. There's no other options here. So don't let your deceptive, social engineered hate for Trump override your love for country, families, and children, because they're all going to pay for this one. So here's a good one. Out of the mouth of babes, a CNN report asks a child what they thought about Kamala. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
What's the first word that pops into your head when you hear the name Kamala Harris?
Liar.
So maybe we should start listening to our children. It seems the adults have sure gone astray. You know, kids just know. You know, it's really funny because people ask me who I like to work with most, and I said animals and children, you know, because they don't have preconceived ideas. They haven't been socially engineered. They don't buy into all the gossip and backstabbing and the other crap. You know, they're just authentic, you know, and your energy is, they feel it. They've already read you. They know your energy. They don't want to be around it if it's negative. So anyway, I'd much rather be around animals and children than, unfortunately, a lot of adults on this planet. Here's a good one. According to Rob Snyder, when you realize that 70% of all the wealth in America is owned by Democrats, you realize the party of the people is the Republican Party. Things have totally reversed. So if you reverse all the accusations made by Democrats in the Marxist tradition, accuse the opposition of what you yourself are doing or have done, Kamala is a Marxist, period, supported by billionaire Marxists, some boasting they're going to take down America in their desire for world domination. This Green New Deal, you will own nothing and be happy, folks. They're totally behind that. So the good news is all is not lost. The awakening phase is nearly complete, and the unwoke masses are in for a real shock. It's already upon them. You know, all hell is going to break loose due to Biden-Harris' total failures with the economy, foreign affairs, flooding the country with 660,553 criminals, and doing the bidding of hostile foreign governments and billionaires. You know, sending billions to Iran with Obama and Biden is one of the root causes for the war in the Middle East. You know, it's a simple formula: no money, no weapons. You know, Trump adopted that formula. So I also want to leave the audience with one question to ponder. If a spiritually and technologically advanced off-world civilization, telepathic in nature, that could sense the character and intent of people visited, who would they contact? I'm going to read that again. If a spiritually and technologically advanced off-world civilization, telepathic in nature, that could sense the character and intent of people visited the earth, who would they contact? You know, who individually and as an organization has risen to the occasion? You know, has the Biden-Harris administration risen to the occasion? How about other world leaders, including the religious leaders? How about those in the UFO community perpetuating the controlled narrative sponsored by satanic Luciferian money? And as Art Bolt once said, you know, they eat their own. You know, the competition and the backstabbing and the censorship in the UFO community is beyond imagination. I won't even go there. That's why we do our own thing. We just stepped out of it. We'll just do our own thing. And they hate that because, you know, we've proven redundantly we have contact. We've had contact for 40 years, and we have the witnesses and the videos and the photographs and everything to prove it. But you won't see that coming through the UFO community. Just a few. There's just a few people that are authentic in there. Anyway, also contact with benevolent ETs is also being made with those who have risen to the occasion, those who are morally and integrity blessed. When you say, I don't believe in higher intelligence, it's better to ask yourself why you haven't been contacted, because they are looking for intelligent life and people of integrity. So anyway, contact will not be coming through the DNC, which brings us to the meme, UFOs for Trump. Anyone asking why UFOs are seen shadowing Trump's plane, filmed hovering over the assassination attempt? You know, think Space Force, a Federation of Worlds assisting in the awakening and healing of humanity in the Earth. The greater family of man bringing in universal law, ending the draconian law and tyranny of the past. So it's time to get with the program. And one thing I have to say, the House of Mary sure loves Melania and what she's been doing for the children. And you might want to get on board with that, period. You know, it's like, but anyway, I want to go over that just a little more. The that what's going on here is basically, to sum this all up, is the whole multiverse is pressing in right now. And it goes back to the source itself, to the center of this galaxy. And it huge, massive energy bursts are going out. It's affecting all the suns. The suns are all connected to the great central sun. And we're getting blasted by, we just got hit by a massive X-class flare. It's hitting us, you know, this, I think it went off Tuesday. So we're getting the butt end of it. But it was Earth-directed, so I'd be expecting some really severe weather along with some earthquake and volcanic activity on this one. And a lot of social change, a lot of people losing it. You know, some end time madness coming because the energy is coming in so strong right now. And it affects the bioelectric fields around the human body. It affects your DNA. The cosmic rays are off the scale. That's affecting your DNA. We're going through all these massive changes. And the one we can relate to is the sun. The sun is going nuts. The sun's reacting to other cosmic forces. But the sun is going nuts right now. It's affecting the Earth. You get these big X-class flares and CMEs hitting the Earth and these big storms, solar storms. Everything changes on the Earth. There's a big loop between the sun and the Earth. You can see it magnetically. You know, so basically, it's a simple formula: higher consciousness and energy in, lower consciousness and energy out. You know, it's that simple. It comes in, it brings everything up, it goes out. If it's not aligned with universal law, it's going to collapse in on itself. So that's basically what we're going through right now. And there's no way around it. And, you know, we're talking to some friends of mine, and we're talking about all the things that have been done, you know, and passed to us and stuff like that. And I go, you know, the best way to get even with people is forgive them. You know, it leaves your energy field, it goes over to them, and they're going to create an experience around it. You know, that's their karma, basically. But when you don't forgive people, you're being stuck. You're holding yourself into that relationship, and it's lowering your energy, and you can't go forward. They can't go forward or anything else. So the best thing to do is just let it go, forgive, release the past, move forward. Get going on your own ascension process, your own awakening and healing. And don't try to fix everybody and drag your family into this and everything else. If you lead by example, they'll follow. And I've seen that happening a lot right now. There's so many people trying to drag their kids and family and everybody else along with them. And it doesn't work that way. And sometimes you're trespassing on free will. You know, they have their own divine timing. They'll figure it out. But the best thing you can do is be an example. I love Babaji once said, the best thing you can do for others is live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life, basically, and be of service to humanity and the Earth. It's that simple. That's all we need to do. The problem is getting to the simplicity. But when we talk about universal law, it's basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. Anything outside of that creates karma and creates a reaction. And so you'll find out, you know, all that is being amplified right now. It's being accelerated and amplified. And that's why those on the downward spiral that are taking the self-serving path, the negative path, and they're actually collapsing. Their whole world is collapsing. Their empires are going to collapse. Even their bodies will collapse. And those who are living a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature, and those who are in service are being healed. They're experiencing more abundance. Everything is coming towards them. But you have to release the past because this energy is just amplifying everything. So you really need to release the past, forgive, and then move forward and get really clear. Make your own personal connection with Creator. Get clear about your own unique purpose for being here, your own soul purpose, and get on with it and start doing it. And things will be provided if you're on track. Your soul will provide, the Creator will provide through the soul if you're connected to the soul, you're going to get that inner guidance and do the right thing. So that's basically what it's all about right now. You know, you can run on the ego and at the expense of humanity and the earth and with this insatiable greed that's going on right now, or you can align with universal law, and that's sustainable. The other one's not. So anyway, I hate to burst people's bubbles, you know, but sometimes, you know, there's an old saying, you know, he with the most toys wins. It doesn't really work that way because joy doesn't come through physical objects. You know, you get a nice new car, and then you're driving around saying, look at me in my nice new car. I'm rich. I'm, you know, and I'm this, I'm that. Bam, something comes along, smashes your car. You know, there went your self-esteem. There went your car. There went your joy, your happiness, everything, because you invested all in that material object. And so we are programmed to seek love and joy and acceptance and approval externally, through external objects and things like that. We have to break that program because that's how they control everybody. And we have to break these programs that, you know, if you drive the right car, drink the right beer, you know, you get the bronze volleyball queen on the beach, you know, and you'll be happy ever after. But it doesn't work that way, because one of you might be a serious project. And although the outer appearances might look great, and believe me, I've been there, the inner wasn't. And so, you know, now you're stuck. But you know, if you're both shallow and superficial, you know, it may work. You know, I don't know. I'd like to have a little more depth in my life. But anyway, that's about it for the news. There's a lot more to cover. I really think everything is speeding up. Everything is quickening. Things are be moving really fast. And don't worry, the outer world is going to sort itself out. It's going to get back on track. It's going to realign itself with universal law. And now it's time to go within and sort ourselves out and release the past and heal any unseen negative influences and clear things out of our own path and just be the best person we can be, basically. And don't worry about mistakes. You're going to make them, especially if you're involved with another person, because they have an ego and they have expectations and demands and things like that. So all you can do is just basically be a good person and stay centered through these times. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to sign off. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, be of service. That's all you need to do to get through these times. And also, we need to prepare on every level right now. Prepare mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. So, when you're starving or you're in pain and things like that, it's pretty hard to connect into source or creator. So you want to cover that. You want to cover your physical body too. And, you know, put a little aside for your children and your neighbors as well. So anyway, have a great evening. I'm signing off. It's going to be a wild ride. Buckle up, and we'll see you on the other side. Good night.